The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Purdue visits Illinois on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on FS1. Coach, thank you for joining us today. If you could give us some opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay, well, we're definitely excited to get back on the field. We have a good road opponent in Illinois that we've got to go find a way to go out there and play a good football team and play well. This team is playing well right now. They're 3-2. They're two losses. They've had the lead in the second half, just haven't been able to hold on to it against two good football teams, and I think they're playing very well right now. Coach Smith and his staff done a good job. Their defense is more experienced and playing very well, and on offense, their quarterback is back, and he's extremely strong and tough runner. Him and the running back kind of lead the charge on offense, and they're hard to stop. So it'll be a challenge for our guys. We've got to come ready to play. I think our team understands after three losses in a row that we've got to do all the small things and play well in order to have a chance to win. And going on the road is always going to be difficult as well. So it'll be another great Big Ten opponent, and we're looking forward to playing in the game.
Thank you, Coach. We'll go ahead and take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Bob Asmussen, Champaign News Gazette.
Hey, Coach.
Hello.
Coach, is it different for you playing a game in Champaign where you worked not very long ago?
No, not really. I mean, I had a great 2 years there with Coach Zook and his staff. We were able to win two bowl games. I coached Nathan Shieldhouse, who was a tremendous athlete and a great player for us. We had a lot of good players on the team when we were there. So I enjoyed my time there. It's a great university. I think that there's a lot of history and tradition, and they're definitely trying to get that back. So I'm looking forward to going back. Like I said, it's a good college town, a college campus, and hopefully our players are looking forward to going there as well.
Coach, what's your Friday routine on road games? What do you guys like to do?
Well, our routine doesn't change up a whole lot. You know, we bring our guys in late morning, and we have some meetings. We have some walkthroughs in, on a road game like this. This week we'll get on the bus and we'll head into town, probably get in somewhere around 4 o'clock local time. And, you know, back in the day, used to go to the stadium and walk around. Really, we don't do that anymore. We just kind of go to the hotel. We get situated. We get rest a little bit. We kind of have a aqua therapy thing set up where guys can get stretched out and to rehab some things while they're resting. And then, around 6:30, dinner will start up with meetings, and then they're in bed after that. So nothing too extravagant. Just kind of get guys situated and focused on the task at hand, and hopefully wake up that next morning ready to go.
Thanks, Coach.
Your next question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, when you're facing a team that has an offense that's very different from your own, whether that's a team like Wisconsin or Michigan, or even because Illinois is running it a lot, Illinois, how do you prepare your defense when they're facing a team that's nothing like the offense they face every day in practice? What steps do you take, and maybe what things have you guys tried to help acclimate them to a power team?
Well, fortunately for us, whether it's spring practice or fall camp, really practice is designed a lot to face all the different offenses we will face. Now, some years where I've been, we've had to play a triple option team, whether it's the Army or Navy or Air Force, and you got to spend 10 minutes a day at least preparing for that every single day, and we normally do that. This year we don't truly face that, but for us it's about facing the traditional two-back teams that are in the Big Ten and then the spread offenses, and we definitely spend a lot of time trying to defend the spread. I think it's becoming more and more common now. We had a chance to play this offensive coordinator at Arizona last year, and to be quite honest with you, they shredded us for a lot of yards and a lot of passing yards. And our defense has been better against the traditional two-back run teams. We have not fared as well versus the spread offenses. So, yes, we have worked hard to get better at it. Have we gotten there yet? We sure haven't. But we're going to spend a lot of time this week making sure that we can find ways to defend the quarterback, the quarterback run, the running back run, all the zone reads, the power reads, everything they do off of that, and we've got to stop that. I think the key for us is stopping their running game, finding a way to make them throw the ball more than they want, trying to find a way to get a lead to make them throw the ball more than they want, but it'll be a challenge for us because, you know, Nebraska put a lot of yards on us. They spread us out, and this team will do the same thing, and they have a very, very good running quarterback and a good running back that has done a great job, and we'll have our hands full.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Mike DeFabo, CNHI.
Hey, Jeff. You kind of touched on this yesterday, but I just wanted to kind of follow up a little bit. Rod Smith was obviously the offensive coordinator, quarterback's coach last year at Arizona. Now you're going to see him again for a second time. When there's a coordinator that you saw but in a different way last year, how does that affect your preparation at all?
Well, luckily, you know, we have faced you know, his offense before at Arizona. We've faced a lot of spread offenses. A lot of them have some of the same similar characteristics. I thought last year against Arizona, we did some good things to stop the quarterback run, but he shredded us with the pass. And, you know, we've got to make sure we're sound versus all that. But for sure, we want to take away the run. This guy is a strong runner. He's a big young man, and he's got a running back that's agile and quick in the backfield. And they're going to spread you out and let those guys do their thing. And, you know, I know we've prepared for it a lot. I know we've continued to try to get better at it. It is not our strength right now. But we have to find a way to get better. And this will pose us some problems because of what they do. And, you know, you got to have fast guys that know how to see the ball, react to it, react to a quarterback pulling it or handing it off. You have to have defensive ends that are sound in their scheme and they're coming down to support the run and going back out to get the quarterback, but know where the ball is. Safety's got to know where the ball is when they're filling the alley. And they can't have a misread because when you have a misread, the guy can go all the way for a touchdown. And if we give up some long touchdowns, we're going to come out on the losing end. So, you know, this is something we're going to prepare hard for. But in the end, you've got to go out there and play fast and react and make them throw the ball more than they want.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Coach, thank you for your time today, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.